Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock's biggest sale of the year coming up. It's the week in the Rockies this year out of Snowbird, Utah, 8th through the 12th of July. 5 days of selling 309,648 head of cattle. You can check things out by going to superiorlivestock.com to get more information or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies, superiorlivestock.com.
The 72nd Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association coming July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, great trade show. It's a great place to network with fellow cattle producers.
It's just a great opportunity to meet people and get to know folks. There is so much value in that. The number one resource that cattle producers receive their information is fellow cattle producers. Well, there's no better place to do that than the OCA convention.
Learn more at okcattlemen.org.
Well, Oklahoma's still trying to make sure that high-speed broadband internet access is available to all folks in the state. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Brian Whitaker that said there's still close to 200,000 households that do not have a good broadband provider. But with the next round of funding within the Capital Projects Fund, that might be a possibility.
These are programs now that's going to get broadband out to places that don't have it yet. So places that don't have a connection available to them. We had the first round of this. You might remember it was called the SLFRF, State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds. And there's actually a really nice map on the Oklahoma Broadband Office's page of where those sites have been funded. So you can actually go find, if you were in a place that's going to get that money, you can go look and actually find your house, hopefully, and say, hey, these projects are coming to me. That money's been distributed, and that work should be in the pipeline. There are two other programs like that. And you mentioned the Capital Project Fund. That's the first one. And then later on, there's going to be an even bigger chunk of money. And so these are programs that the internet providers themselves are going out and asking the broadband office for. They're saying, hey, we know there are rural households here with no good internet connection. If you give us money, we'll go and service this number of households. It could be 10 households. It could be 500. It could be a couple thousand. And so the broadband office has to go through the process of getting all those proposals in, rating them, and then saying, here's the ones we're going to fund. And so that's probably another, couple weeks off before we know where those programs are actually going.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Brian Whitaker, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Moderna will get $176 million in federal funding from the Department of Health and Human Services to develop a human vaccine against highly pathogenic avian influenza. The grant follows outbreaks of the virus in dairy cattle throughout several states. U.S. has documented 3 cases of humans with bird flu so far this year and all had regular contact with those dairy cattle. As of this month, over 130 herds in 12 states have been infected by the H5N1 virus. We've successfully taken lessons learned during COVID-19 and used them to better prepare for the future of public health crises. That's coming from Secretary Xavier Becerra. As a part of that, we continue to develop new vaccines and other tools to help address influenza and bolster our pandemic response capabilities. HHS also says the funding was made available through the Federal Level Rapid Response Partnership Vehicle and allows Moderna to enhance vaccine response capabilities. You've got farm news. Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.